and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Fando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is March the 16th, 2018. It is a Friday. It's a financial Friday, as we like to call it. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-56. Wow. 704-802-56. I am not on the board, so I won't be able to see some of the callers that call in. I will be on the board probably in about 30 minutes or so. It will take me a little while. I'll be on the board. But with that being said, we have a special guest that's coming on at the top of the hour. I believe, and Scotty will keep us abreast on that.
In about 10 minutes, Dave. Well, actually, in about 5 minutes.
Oh, in 5 minutes. Oh, okay. Okay, great. So we're going to have a special guest coming on. And we're going to be talking about some very, very important things, giving you some updates. Sister Sophia will definitely bring on. Scotty, when she comes on, just let me know. Go straight to her and break into it. So what we'll do is that we'll just do some of our preliminary things, because I don't want to keep the sister waiting. And Scotty will just get us prepped for that. Scotty, I greatly appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much. For all that you do, and I don't mean for today for you to have to do all of this work, but I'm currently traveling, going back. I thought I would be back, you know, where I could actually be in studio and see the board, but you know, things happen. So, but while we're waiting on our guests, I just want to just say that, you know, yesterday I missed the show. Actually need to get a new phone, so I'm gonna grab one tomorrow. So just one of those things. But I've been watching what's going on in the world, and I think there are a lot of markers that are being set forth that we need to be really paying attention to. And I'm gonna have to get information to you guys in a very covert way. And I'll do it here on the radio. But also, there's some conversations that I've been having and developing different relationships that are really, really priceless, that I can't just talk about them on air. So I definitely want us to be able to have our summit, and I don't know if we're going to be able to have the first RDP summit where we will work on the proper use of a firearm safety and how to actually utilize a firearm as a defensive tool, but I do plan on having that, but I'm not quite sure if we're going to be able to have it at the location that I originally had hoped to have it at for whatever reason, and I don't think it's a cynical reason, but I hope that we will be able to have some. I may have to find another venue. And it's just because of what's going on in the world that, you know, that it may, well, here in the States, it may hinder our ability to do that. I hope that's not the case. I'll let you know. But we will adjust either way. All right, so, but in waiting on our guest, and Scotty, once she's there, Scotty will bring her in and just give a whoa, and we'll give a brief introduction or a proper introduction to our guest, which I always love. I love when Scotty says, hey, Dave, could you have this person on without a doubt. Because I think it's very, very important. That's what this platform is all about, is bringing you information, keeping you aware, because we really need to establish our own path. And that's pretty much what today's show is. What is our energy created? And how we can utilize that in a more beneficial way. And I think that's very relevant to today's world, because when we don't do those things, then our energy gets taken advantage of. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at today. So, but before our guest comes on, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Give your donations. Go to the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Give the donations so that this network can stay on air. Also, you can support the network by going to btrcommunity.com, www.btrcommunity.com. And becoming a member there. It's a social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together so that you can engage in all of your social media activities instead of being on the open diary known as Fedbook or Facebook, because that's all it is. And many people use it as an open diary. And that diary is actually working definitely against you and those that you may love that you may not intend for your open diary to harm. It is doing just that. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year, but there's a 30-day free subscription that you can use so that you can try the platform out. And then after the 30-day subscription period is up, then you can make your contribution of payment of $24, membership dues of $24 to the platform, and becoming a full-fledged member where you can post stuff about you, your business, and just grow that platform, because that definitely supports Black Talk Radio Network and everything that we do and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, definitely you need to be acquiring real money. And we're going to talk about some of those things in today's Financial Friday after our guest comes on. Very, very important for us to engage and know what's going on and properly position ourselves. And that the financial woes are definitely still being developed, and they are going to take a dramatic turn. I don't know exactly when, but I know we are much closer to it today than we were last Friday or yesterday. So I want to make you very, very, very aware of that, and so that you could have the proper assessment to protect yourself and your family and our overall community at large.
Hey, Dave.
Okay, so what we got? Yes.
Yes, I need to check the board. I don't see the phone number, but the call came in right when I showed up on the board, right when I called. So we should have Sister Sophia from the campaign to bring Mamiya home, which is in the NYC areas where most of those activists are based. So she just wants to come on and share information about an upcoming event that's going down called Breaking Down Walls in Prison Plantations, Mamiya Migrants and Movements for Liberation. So let me check the line and see if we have Sister Sophia on. Sister Sophia, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do.
Yes, Dave, we have her.
Hello, Sister. Okay, great. Hello, Sister Sophia. Welcome to Tando Radio Show, Sister. And thank you for all that you're doing in supporting Brother Mamiya and bringing him about his overall freedom and release. And I just want to say This platform, Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Show, is always at your disposal. Please excuse me, sister. I'm traveling right now, so that's why you hear some of the background noise. I'm actually driving. But I just want to give you an opportunity to share what you're doing and some of the events that you need our support from, sister.
Yes, well, thank you, Brother Dave and Brother Scotty Reed, for having me on your show this afternoon, this late afternoon. I'm humbled to be with you guys and with your listeners in this crucial moment for our liberation.
Yes, sister, welcome. The pleasure is ours, and we definitely want to know how we can support you and what is it that is happening and what support that you need from the overall general community in that liberation movement, sister.
Yes, so as was noted, we in the campaign to bring Mumia home, along with another group we've been working closely with for a few months now, and for some time in the past few years back, Common Notions, we are doing an event, just to give people more of the details, we are doing an event called Breakdown Walls and Prison Plantations, Mumia Migrants and Movements for Liberation. And essentially that event is taking place next week, Friday, in New York City, and we have various speakers that will be present with us at this event, and one of them is definitely Mumia's attorney with the Legal Defense Fund, as we are also giving people a sense of what's happening with Mumia legally at this moment, so he will be representing Mumia in that regards. Just a bit more on the speakers, we will also have Mariam Kaba, who is a prison, she's an organizer, educator, curator, and she is deep in the fight for prison abolition. We also have Pam Africa. She's a member of MOVE. She is well known as the Minister of Confrontation, and she will be joining us also in person from Philly. We have a young brother by the name of Niall Ford. He is a minister, an organizer, and a grad student with Princeton, and we work closely with him also, and he visits Mumia as well. And we have also Father Barrios, who is a minister at the church we will be having the event, and he is a huge Mumia supporter. So that's really, really interesting to note and to add in there. So this event will take place in New York City in the Washington Heights area, and it's at Holy Rod Episcopal Church, and that's 715 West 179th Street, and again, that's in the Washington Heights area. Before I forget, I will note that we are having a performance by the beautiful woman of Mahina Movement. And so we hope to see faces there filling that room at 7:30, which the program begins. But there is a 6 p.m. community dinner being hosted by the church, so people are also invited to that. And, you know, with this event, it's crucial for many reasons. I think this title and this kind of broad piece title says it all in terms of fighting against this inherent oppressive demonic system that we're living in, that's focused on the oppression of black and brown men and women and children. But a bit beyond that, it's important for us to connect these movements for liberation. They're all very much intertwined, as people know, and our oppression is connected in so many ways, whether locally, nationally, and definitely on a global level. So that's definitely one thing to stress about the interconnection of these oppressions and how to come into a space not knowing exactly what can come out of it, but knowing that coming to this event, one can leave with that understanding of how we can better move forward to further connect our struggles and further deepen this culture of resistance that we're trying to build in this revolutionary act against the oppression we're facing. So one thing I wanted to add, I know you asked how can your radio show and how can the community in general be helpful to push this forward, and definitely to not only spread the word about this, but also to encourage people that we need as much unity across all of these various kinds of oppressions that we're facing as community, as a collective, as oppressed people. So it's just important, honestly, for people to come out, no matter if they're fighting for women's rights or if they're fighting some kind of human rights issue. They're all very much intertwined, and we need people to understand that and come together in this new moment.
Yes, and sister, if you would, could you give the dates and the times once again for some of our radio show listeners, because they may have not been able to actually write it down. We will be posting it inside of BTR community, Black Talk Radio community, and I will also have a thread on it on the Tando Radio Show page. So if you could, sister, if you would just give the times, the date and times again of the two events, once again, that would give our listening audience a chance, for those that are in the New York City area or are just, you know, that want to come out even from further beyond the tri-state area. How, once again, what is the times and the date again?
Yes. So the date is next Friday, March 23rd, and it will take place, and this will be at 7:30 p.m. This is when the program begins. But again, there is a community dinner at 6 p.m., so people are encouraged or welcome to be at that as well. And, you know, we will get started at 7:30 p.m.
Fantastic. And also, sister, if people aren't able to make the event, how else can they support? Where can they go to support for the breaking of the walls and the release of Mumia? How can they do that, the liberation of Mumia?
Well, definitely they should email the campaign to bring Mumia home to know more about what we're doing, but also just be able to stay in the know one-on-one and hopefully join our work in some capacity. So they can email us at bringmumiahome@gmail.com.
Okay, and that's bringmumiahome.
Yes, bringmumiahome@gmail.com. Correct.
Yeah.
And we're looking or should be having this live streamed as well. And so hopefully that will be coming through as planned, and that archived version can be available as a link ASAP for many others to see. And we also have our, you know, Facebook page and Twitter page that people can also follow and like, and just be in touch in many ways as possible.
Right.
So the Facebook is Campaign to Bring Mumia Home, and the Twitter page is at bring Mumia Home. So that's what I have.
Fantastic. And sister, if you would, because I don't know how much time you have to discuss, just could you give us an update on Mumia's current condition?
Yes, I can definitely do that. So in terms of Mumia's health, I am aware that he did receive some kind of other medication for the ongoing, immensely painful and beyond frustrating itching he's been having for some time now, but recently it has definitely reared its ugly head, and he was given medication for that, but again, it helped in the very beginning, and he was able to get a decent amount of relief, but it now seems that that is again wearing off. So he is nowhere out the woods of being just in agony at times and not being able to sleep and get his work done. So that's definitely something people should know, that Mumia is still reeling health-wise, and we need to definitely keep on top of that. As we all know, he's facing a slow death row. And in terms of his legal struggles, there is another status hearing for March 27th, Tuesday, March 27th. Essentially, what that is looking to bring about is both sides, Mumia's side and that of the city of Philadelphia, where they stand now and how should we proceed for the larger, more key court hearing on April 30th, which is definitely a time where we want people to come out in droves and be present and flood in that courtroom. With that being said, with, of course, what's happening for March 27th being important, but the grand of them all being April 30th, there is a number of events leading up to April 30th. And one of them, besides our event, another one will be a march that's taking place that Sunday, that same weekend, I should say. And that's essentially a march from the UN to Times Square in Manhattan. And that's Sunday, March 25th. And again, it's looking to take place from UN to Times Square, and there will be a rally sometime after. And we're demanding, again, through everything we're doing, we are demanding that all the files be released, that Mumia is given his freedom, and that we free all political prisoners, and essentially ending this brutal system of mass incarceration and police violence. So that's one thing. And really quickly, there is another event being taken place this Saturday after our event, and this is the Jericho Movement 20th anniversary, and that's taking place Saturday, March 24th, and that will also be in the city at Holyrood Episcopal Church. So those are three key events, among others, in Oakland, California, in Houston, Texas, in South Africa, Washington, D.C., different things that are now beginning to pop off for April, leading up to April 30th.
Sister Sophia, this is Scotty. Greetings to you again, and thank you for coming on and sharing this information. I just have a quick comment. You know, it just makes me feel good when I hear about these churches who are involved in movement work, because we know especially the Black church has a long history of abolitionism and freedom fighting in this country. So it's good to hear that y'all getting some support from that particular church.
Yes, and it should be noted. Thank you for that, Brother Scotty. It should be noted this is a sanctuary church. So that's especially important as we are going to heavily touch upon the migrants issues with the refugees and immigrants and what's being taken place under this horrendous administration's policy against immigrants and migrants. So it is a sanctuary church.
Well, sister, you know, you're more than welcome at any time. I would ask that definitely come back before the 30th and any other, you know, major events, and to give us an update and just to, you know, reiterate within our listening audience how they can be proactive in this, you know, in this fight for the release of the political prisoners that are here in this country, and they will, which adversely affects us all, because this system, it targets individuals, but it is a massive net that it casts over the whole population. And
yes,
within the confines of our capabilities. And so, Mister, definitely one more time, give the website freemumia@gmail.com, correct?
Bring Mumia Home at gmail.com, and they can also check out our website, bringmumiahome.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And Facebook pages. Thank you.
Go ahead, sister. No. Go ahead with the Twitter. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. That's at Bring Mumia Home, and our Facebook is the campaign to Bring Mumia Home.
Well, Sister Sophia, I definitely, and once again, excuse me, and I'm sorry that I'm traveling, and so it's kind of broken. If I was back in the studio, I would be able to hear you a little bit better, but I definitely would love to have you back, Sister Sophia, just to give us updates on the overall process and just what's going on, and keep us, you know, abreast of the current events that's going on with the overall movement to free Mumia, Sister.
Yes, definitely.
You're welcome here.
Yes, thank you. I would love to be back, and possibly even have another member of the campaign to be back with me as well. So I appreciate the work that you both do to send out our voices and our messages to the larger communities. So thank you, and solidarity.
Thank you, Sister Sophia.
We thank you for your crusade to protect us all, because without that, those actual campaigns to move in that direction, we are all further, you know, suppressed by this system. So, Sister, you're welcome back at any time, and I'm looking forward to having you back with the guests that you will bring with you.
Yes, thank you. Definitely. We'll be in touch.
All right. You have a good evening, Sister Sophia. And again, thank you. And we send our solidarity with you all.
Thank you. Likewise. Good night.
Scotty, you there?
Yes, Dave.
You know, Scotty, you know, this is, as you already know, being the abolitionist that you are, and having the abolitionist movement that you have, and your passion for that, and your commitment, your lifelong commitment with that. You know, that is really the forefront of our sovereignty and our, you know, and not even our freedom, our self-determination, because the system continuously tries to pry into our lives to be able to get away with everything that they create. And if you really think about it, everyone that is fighting against this system is an abolitionist. From the standpoint of, you know, what we're really trying to gain is sovereignty and self-determination. This is what you founded Black Talk Radio Network for, and this is what so many of the programs in UN on New Abolition Radio, that's the whole platform, and many of us, we do it in our own way, and it's so important that we don't forget about how this system is stealing our energy. From the first day that I've been on this platform, I've always talked about this. The thing is that the system wants is to steal our energy, and when you're able to falsely incarcerate or illegally incarcerate people, that's what you're really doing. You're binding their energy to be used to serve your purpose. And that's what these prisons have been ultimately created for. There is no justice system that was created for giving equity of
no,
fairness
it's a system,
or the equitable law.
It's a system of slavery.
It's actually put in position to oppress.
Yeah, it's a system of slavery, Dave. And earlier today, I was posting information. You know, you had all of these young teenagers, most of them high school age, who did the little walkout yesterday, but then you had them place thousands of pairs shoes on the White House lawn or where. I doubt if, you know, if Trump let them on the front lawn, but somewhere in that general area in Washington, D.C., they placed all the shoes of the children killed by guns. And so my comment was, I wonder if any of those shoes belong to children gunned down by these modern day slave catchers and what have you. Because I know the direction and the agenda that the system is pushing, or elements of the system is pushing. You know, you got those different wings of that same bird, and sometimes their agenda doesn't always line up. And then I said, I wonder if it'll be enough space on that lawn to include all the children who have been killed by guns, bombs, and bullets manufactured by the U.S. and sold around the world. So it's more bigger than just American children, you know, being killed. So this person made the comment that we're all slaves when you give up your constitutional rights. And I told him, you know, pardon me, but the Constitution is actually legalizing slavery and giving that so-called legal distinction to be practiced by the states and the federal government. So when you say giving up constitutional rights, well, in that very same Constitution, it says they can strip you of your rights and make a slave of you. So what does that really mean? You know, and to the thing that you said about stealing energy and whatnot, in reference to our political prisoners, our freedom fighters, you know, it is that energy of theirs that has been taken from our community, and our community suffers as a result of that stolen energy that was pointing the masses in the direction of self-determination.
And prosperity building, family building, structure as community building, and everything has been. And I'm gonna tell you, you know, the largest share of our warriors, not soldiers, have been incarcerated by a system that impressed upon them conditions that would lead them into violating their laws, violating the laws that have been artificially put into place for one reason and one reason only, so that the system will be able to gain at their demise. So until we really look at what we have, there is no justice system. There is none. And it's all filled with ubiquitous fraud. And I would just reiterate something that Scotty said. It's for those individual young people that walked out during their protest on Wednesday, on their walkout, and I would say, young people, be careful of how you're being used by those that are puppeteers for your own demise, because they'll have you walking out and marching for their cause, but then give you two more years and they'll send you to their theaters of war, and they'll hand you that same AR-15 that they boastfully and malevolently had you fighting against on their playing field. So if they're not going to kill you today by stealing and sifting your energy to fulfill their objective, they're definitely going to do it on the battlefield. Give them just 2 years, and then after that war starts, they won't even wait for you to turn 18 to seize you, and they'll seize you under the pretense that it's your national call of duty. It is your patriotic duty to take that same AR-15 that you so-called couldn't buy, but they'll definitely give you one at 16 to defend their agenda. Who's being used here? And if you really look at it, how many young people and innocent people around the world have been the victim of mass shootings by this system and this government? But see, they don't call it mass shootings by them, because that would bring upon a negative connotation where people will question their overall motives. What they call it is defending the country. They call it in national security. They call it the honorable war that all patriarchs should engage in so that you could be a hero. Their hero. So they may be trying to trick you with saying that you need to fight for the abolishment of young people being able to buy a firearm at 18. But the same individuals that are using and sifting your energy for their agenda are the same ones that's going to hand you an AR-15 and say, go do my bidding. And either way you put it, there are political serial killers among us, but we don't call them serial killers. We call them the ones that we voted for in our interest to protect our country. And if you really look at this country and how it's been used and how it's been manipulated and then how it's been utilized, it's been utilized as the tool of conquering. And until we come to grips with the truth, they'll tell you, oh, you don't need guns within the country. You only need to kill who we deem as being the enemy. And let me tell you something. You're public enemy number one. Every single young person that was there. But see, they packaged it in a way that was politically correct. And politically correct is always morally wrong. It's just that in today's world, we don't have the overall integrity to question it. What's really happening? So, yes, Scotty, this is a part of what goes on. And today's show, I wanted to take a look at some of the things that what has our energy built? And if we look at what our energy has built, why is that so important? And I'll tell you why I think it's so important. It's so important because our energy has enabled the overall mutilation, the subjugation of our birthright. And we've been taught to surrender it. Many would say that the United States is a great country. How did the United States become a great country? Those that actually established the overall deeds and creeds of the United States had nothing to do with the building of it. They created the vehicle, and the people were the fuel that drove the vehicle. And that vehicle has traveled along a path of destruction for 244 years. But if you really look at it, it goes even further than that. Because all of these governments are in one big fraternity to subjugate and enslave the general population of the world. And they just use different vehicles to be able to get away with keeping us all deceived by poisoning the food, poisoning the water, poisoning our minds through their overall reference material known as books. And their curriculum of demise, of cerebral demise. We no longer even know what's in our best interest, because we've never stood on our feet to be able to understand and respect what sovereignty is really all about. And I would say, what is it that our energy has built? It has built a monster. It's built a destructive force of self-mutilation in our relationships, in our day-to-day activities, in our utilizing our talents and abilities. We have demonized them all because most of them follow the overall action plan of a malevolent agenda, a demonic agenda. And we don't look at it as that way because we're immune to the evil now. And so what do? We willfully give our energy, thinking that we need to give our energy to this system so that we can survive. And that is the biggest lie and probably one of the most destructive forms of manipulation that we contend with. And we contend with it on many fronts. We contend with it on healthcare. We contend with it in the schools. We can contend with it in the business world. And we always wonder why we're not making the kind of progress that we should be making. Well, the reason that we're not making the progress that we should be making is because our energy is setting us back because of what we are building and upholding and maintaining. We built our own internment. We built our own concentration camps. We built our own prison industrial complex. We built our own demise. And until we redirect our energy to where the few can't deem a war necessary that the masses will have to fight and die by. Until the few can't deem that debt has to be paid by you giving up every ounce of your talent and ability throughout your living life. That you can't harvest your ability for your own prosperity. And where we can have a real measure of health cures, not health care. Until we have the cures for things, and all of the cure for things are already here that would ail us. But there's one thing that the cure has to come from within us, and that is the overall manipulation of our abilities. That is a sickness and a mental illness that we have to will ourselves past. That's the cure, where we don't participate. And is it something that is going to be difficult? Yes. Because look at all of the infrastructure, the global infrastructure that has been built with our self-mutilation of our lives. We are practicing self-mutilation.
Hey, Dave.
By building these countries. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I don't want to minimize what you're talking about in the difficulty, because to me the most difficult thing is getting people to change their mind when we're talking about participation.
Right.
So if, you know, the abolitionist movement, we have identified the six major banks, and they not just funding the private prisons and making their day-to-day operations possible, but a lot of them are invested in the military industrial complex as well. And if just a majority, you ain't even got to say 100%, but a majority, let's just say all non-white people and white people who believe in justice, remove their money or their, you know, close their accounts and found some credit union that isn't invested in such things and pull and close those accounts. Do you know the shock that would send to the system. And I mean, how hard is it to close a bank account, man? How hard is that? But we can't, you know, organizing that presents difficulty because the system don't want to see something like that. But, you know, if we just start with ourselves and with our families, like my mom said to me the other day, you know, Wells Fargo in the news for something else they done done. I told my mom over a year ago to take her money out of Wells Fargo because of their investing in private prisons. And I didn't even have to have no long drawn out explanation or anything. She knew and she closed it. And now she's at my sister's teacher's credit union. I mean, if we could just get people in our households to withdraw from these six major banks, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, BNP Paribas, SunTrust, these the major banks that are funding much of what we see in the world that we say is you know, harming people's right to self-determination. But I also want to let you know, because I know you're not on the board, that Thomas is on the board. I believe that's Thomas. We have a caller from New York.
Okay, it's 347. Yeah, that's Thomas. All right, let's go to that caller. So true, Scotty, and I'm going to definitely come back to that. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, welcome to Candle Radio Show. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Peace, Dave. Peace, Scotty. I just wanted to say...
My brother.
Yes, sir, my brothers. You know, I love both of y'all. Scotty, I commend you for the work on the abolitionists. I will say this about your show, The New Abolitionists. When you guys used to do that Ferguson, just like Ferguson Report, that was some of the best journalism in the history of, you know, journalism. I mean, you guys broke that down so well. Each state you went to and compared it to the Ferguson Report.
Thank you, Thomas.
You as well, Dave, with the work you do. I wanted to say, Scotty's right. To pull the money out of those banks, I put my money in a black bank called Carver that we have here in Harlem. I don't know how black it is, but it's owned, it's supposedly ran out the West Indies by a black-owned country, so I'm with that. Anything to take it out of these people's pocket. Remember when they had the Occupy movement? All those white kids went to clear out their bank accounts in New York City and in San Francisco and all around the country, and they closed the banks. Sent cops in to arrest the kids in New York. So, you know, where you put your money at is very important. And you guys were talking earlier about the these kids sitting down for the shootings. I didn't let my kids participate in that. They sent a letter home asking parents if it was okay, and me and my wife decided no. But when that happened, automatically, I might have put it on BTR, or it might have just been a thought, I don't remember. But I started thinking, when did black kids ever try to protest gun violence? And it brought me right back to Ferguson, to Baltimore, after Freddie Gray was murdered. These kids left school and they were trying to protest, and the police were out there in riot gear. And we had Mom of the Year come and grab her son and start beating him up. So you can see the difference when we're protesting gun violence than they are. When we're protesting gun violence by these race soldiers against our people, we get beat up, we get thrown around, we get our parents or mothers in the ear for beating us up on TV, not getting called with any assault. But when they do it, they get to leave their shoes on the White House lawn. And just to show you how this works, I'm going to go on.
And then they invoke martial law.
Exactly. Start shooting tear gas and rubber bullets and bean bags at people. I believe one of the people got their eye taken out with the beanbags. It's just, you know, how the system works, you know. Expect the worst, always. I mean, my line. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
My man, and Thomas, I always appreciate you calling in with the great information and keeping us up on what's happening. Brother, you are very critical to this platform, as you and many others are, and we appreciate you. And, you know, that's so true. When our young people want to have a protest about, or they're fed up with the system utilizing and the disenfranchisement and the oppressive hand that it has within our community, and we're just supposed to take it and allow it, because that's just, you deserve it, and this is just what you are. The only solution is you move out of here. Well, one of the things that's very important is that all of this stuff is being instigated so that the people will respond the way the system wants us to respond. And I'm going to tell you right now, from Ferguson to most of the other incidents, there were instigators that the government itself was instigating and wanted to incite so that they can bring about their agenda from that. I know it personally from one of the largest riots this country has ever had, in the LA riots. I actually saw it unfolding and who was behind it and what they were hoping to achieve in that. These young people, do we have a gun problem in this country? We have a culture of violence problem.
Agreed.
That's the problem that we have. It's a culture of violence problem. And until the overall ones that are going to be trying to enforce people not being able to have firearms, until they give up their firearms, until the political serial killers that are able to declare war and don't have to fight them, until they give up their arms, why in the world would you ever participate? Why in the world would you ever believe that anything that that the system is pushing that they would give you is going to benefit you at all? If we're going to have gun control, it needs to start with every single government on this planet. Let me tell you why they would never do that.
Hey Dave, before
because
you
then
do
they
that,
would be, give up leverage.
Dave,
what was that, Scotty?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, you know, the propaganda, they good at their propaganda game, and they'll convince you.
Real good.
They real good at it, man. And so, you know, on the gun rights, when I study black history on this continent, man, it's quite possible it wouldn't be as many as there are of us today, because they would have been defenseless against this terrorism. And so, I mean, there's been a number. And so I was listening to this black radio show the other day, and this dude was basically saying, you know, using this one highly reported on incident in Florida at this school, and it was horrific. You know, I'm not going to try to minimize what allegedly happened there, but this person was saying, okay, if these killers use AR-15s, then the police need AR-15s. And that's something that, you know, we have been fighting against. A number of groups have been fighting against. It's the militarization of police. And here you are begging for further militarization of the police based off of some white kids getting shot up. Just absolutely blew my mind.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to tell you, and then if you look at within the community, look at what we're building. The ones that are, and I'm just going to use this as an example, the ones that are pushing for so-called gun control. Well, how can you have gun control when the governments have flooded the country, the inner cities, our communities, with not only the firearms, with the overall joblessness, with the overall economic plight, with the substance abuse from drugs to alcohol to breaking up the families, and then also flooding in the overall drug trafficking and the guns to go along with that, so it will destabilize and be able to put people in prison and to create the environment of demise for our people. And this is all done by the Democratic Party, so-called the party that most American black people are a part of, and they feel that they have an obligation to be a part of. But this is the same Democratic Party that's telling you to give up your guns and fight for our children, to save our children, when you look at the numbers of people that have been killed by overall in the last, I'll bring the statistics up once I see it. There have been about 80 mass shootings, or what they call mass shootings, since, I think it's 1966, 80 of them. And that's the largest amount of them here in the United States. And of those 80, I would tell you there's less than 10,000 people. There's less than 5,000 people that were killed, or 2,000 people that were killed in those instances. But when these governments declare war, in one campaign, 500,000 people are exterminated. Who is conducting these mass shootings? It's the very governments themselves. Who is the active shooter? It's them.
Dave, my question.
Like Scotty said, their propaganda is so well rehearsed. Go ahead, Scotty.
And so, you know, I ask myself these rhetorical questions, and as I listen to some of these radio programs, and I'm saying to myself, okay, you're going to ban our AR-15. Do you think it's going to stop there? There's already millions of AR-15s on the street. So when the next time somebody gets shoot with an AR-15 already out there, okay, you stop selling them, you ban them. So what's going to happen when the next person gets shot by an AR-15? Okay, what's going to happen? You're going to call for a roundup of all AR-15s? And you know if they do something like that, what's going to happen? Okay, and again, focusing on one rifle makes no sense when I can do just as much damage with my grandfather's 30-30 Winchester.
Yes. And so, because that's their overall, and they use the overall movies and everything to glamorize and to use it. And I'm going to tell you, this is what Scotty is spot on. What they'll do is they'll stop selling them. Then they'll move to trying to ban them. Then they'll move to trying to get people. And I'm going to tell you who they're going to try to get in on this. They're not targeting my age group, because they know that that's a lost cause. They can't get them. They're going to indoctrinate our young people. They're going to indoctrinate our children that guns are bad. Well, here's the thing. Guns is bad when you have it at home, or you have it on the streets, or you have it as a tool of protection. But it's a good thing when your good Uncle Sam gives it to you. That's your obligation for God, country, and family.
Mm-hmm.
They put the country over the family, and they bring about this idolatry worship of the military, because that's their slaughter ground. That's how they control. That's how they're able to acquire more control over people. That's how they silence their critics.
Hey Dave, we got a break coming up. Before we go to break though, something I want to mention. Okay, so all of the media that's part of this agenda of gun control have been focusing on the NRA and seeing how much money the NRA has given to the school system, which is for, you know, classes on the safe handling of guns, which I don't think is a bad thing, but I don't think the government should be involved in that. But they're focusing on the NRA. Okay. In my research, I found that this guy, Nicholas Cruz, the one who shot those people, was also in the ROTC. And the Pentagon gives millions of dollars to the same schools for these ROTC programs. So, again, what you were just saying about the worship of the military, okay, you want to blast the NRA and get the NRA out the school. Well, what about the military, the U.S. military? Do you want them out the school, or do you want them to continue to be in the school to recruit for future killers?
That's what it's used for. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial stage. Scotty, give me 2 minutes. Got to run to the restroom, and then we'll pick back up. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
who long for freedom. And we must be a source of hope to the poor. Marginalized. The victims of prejudice. Not out of mere charity, but because peace in our times requires the constant advance of those principles that our common creed describes.
Now tell me where you're gonna hide, where you're gonna run, when your enemy buying guns and you buying Jordans. Now tell me where you're gonna hide, where you're gonna run, when your enemy buying guns and you buying Jordans. Happy Martin Luther King Fest. Purchase some new kicks, can't tell me that I ain't fresh. But meanwhile, in the rest of the world, bomb blowing chicks, hoeing, I'm a splurging earl and I. Happy Martin Luther King Fest. Blowing so loud the drink that's kicking, it should do the rest. But meanwhile, in the rest of the world, some get evicted for what they trick with playing with that girl. Martin and Malcolm both died of a broken heart. If this the dream, the wild families be ripped apart. My ninja, you can skip me with the accessible. It ain't about no leader, it's about principle. Distribute lies to the easily convincible. Long enough so when you tell the truth, they say the
lie. Come back, Scotty.
Distortion of your logic view. Can't even imagine just what that alone can do to you. As why in school they never teach you no college, my
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on conversation, give me a little time to set up here, and then I'll be able to get on the board. Number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I can't see the board. I'll let you know when I can see the board. Until then, if you have a question or comment, just say excuse me and jump right in. And, you know, just before we went into the break, one of the things that I definitely want to express is that if you really look at within, from just the overall paradigm of the political scheme and scam known as the Republican and Democratic Party, it's no coincidence that there's one party pushing for one thing, the other party pushing for another, because the system always has to have a division of people so that their overall objective can be hidden by the diversionary methods of divide and conquer. I think it's mighty funny how the Republican Party promotes military engagement and strong military, basically using the military for conquering, but they're against abortion. While the Democratic Party doesn't want war, doesn't want guns, but they push abortions. Either way it goes, the people are being murdered by way of the Republican, by way of the Democrat. So when there are people going to say that all of this is just a big scam, and then the same thing works in the same collusion when it comes to finances, when it comes to health care, which we don't need health care, we need health cures, when it comes to geopolitical standing, and it comes to the overall dissemination of resources. They have the general population. I don't care how rich people think they are in this, how rich they think they are in this system. As long as you are getting their coupons and you live off their currency, you are nothing more than just waiting for that currency to lose its overall purchasing power. What is really destroying us is our disconnection that we have with the great creator's economy. And that one, you are extremely wealthy by your birthright. But see, in this system, by way of the governments, you are immediately deemed a debt instrument upon your birth, known as your birth certificate, or your status, your life status. So these questions, you know, we know these things. These aren't the questions that we need to ask. These are the questions that those that are naive, those that don't question, those are things that need to be brought forth to them so that they can question. But how they respond to those questions is up to them, totally up to them. And as soon as we are able to see the truth of what our conditions are, the better then that we will be able to apply the appropriate remedy. And I'm going to tell you, as long as we play by these rules, they will rule. So I definitely don't want us to lose focus of how all of this is a scam. And they propagandize our own demise, and we willfully do it. That's very, very powerful. Very powerful. And the sooner that we look at these things for what they are, the better. Now, I'm just jumping into BTR community. Let me pull up some things. There's a couple of things that's within the news that I think is important as to what our energy has built. They give you a heads up on some very troubling things. And I know today is Financial Friday, but I doubt that we're going to be able to get into some of the financial stuff. So let me jump into the board here, and then I can see it. There we go. I'll jump in. But there's one article that I thought was extremely important that you need to know, and they were playing this on Cerebrally Naive Network. There's an article that I posted. It says U.S. blames Russia for cyber attacks on energy grid in other sectors. And for those of you that's been listening to Tando Radio Show for a while, I think you know where I'm going to be going with this. This is one of the things that I always thought was going to be, this is probably the great equalizer. Because it's the great equalizer, because it offers the system so much control and leverage. The grid, the power grid. And one of the things that I always talk about is that the system will always tell you what it's going to do before it does it.
This
and right now they're laying the overall plausible deniability clause to turn the lights out. This is not by... This is not true journalistic. These aren't by true journalistic talents or reporting. This is all propaganda. This is all propaganda that's going to be used to facilitate an agenda. And that agenda is to, in my opinion, is to depopulate the planet to under more controllable measures, because those that really control the system have an insatiable appetite that could never, ever be quenched or satisfied. It's never enough. It's absolutely never enough. Once the system was able to get everyone to give up their overall energy, even that wasn't enough. They have to maintain that because they never, ever want you to realize who you really are and what you really built. Look at this whole global paradigm, this whole global infrastructure that we have. Who built it? Not just within our time, our overall lifespan, our living, our physical living moments, but the ones that proceeded before us and before them and before them and before them. Who built all of these, this infrastructure? The system didn't. The system demanded it to be built. The orders were followed by the energy of the people. So what does that tell you about the energy of the people? What does that tell you about our energy as individuals, as family members, and as a community? It tells us, it really shows us what we could build. And I'm going to tell you, the technology that we see now is nowhere near the technology that's been built by our energy. Nowhere near. I saw a commercial by a what I consider a former relevant rap artist. Don't mind who saying it was Common. Common had a commercial talking about how we have more power at our fingertips now than all the generations before. That is such a lie. It's propaganda for the system. And it's a very, very dangerous one. Because that type of mentality always pays subject to the controller. The overall smartphones that you have now, these things are nothing compared to your full scope and capability. This is old, antiquated technology, but we marvel at it. Everything is new to the prisoner. Because they never get the benefit from what their overall energy output is into the overall world. They don't see the benefits or be able to share in the fruits of their labor. That harvest is immediately stolen, immediately compromised. Know this, always listen to the system. They'll tell you where they're weak, and they'll tell you what they need you to do. And if you know what they're telling you what they need you to do, if you just don't do it, they just won't exist. Scotty talked about leaving all of the six banks. Well, I really say yes, leave the six banks, but there's something even more that we should all be doing and growing from there. We should be leaving the system. If we really want to bring about the change of this whole system, it's not that hard to do at all. You have the power to do it. They tell you when to do it, when it's acceptable for you to do it, and when it's not acceptable for you to do it. They tell you it's acceptable for you just to sit down when it comes to doing something that's beneficial. And it tells you to stand up when it tells you when it's fighting for their own. They're telling you to march and leave school in March for their overall causes. We got a caller in queue. I'm going to go to Otis in a second. The key to this whole thing is all we got to do is sit down. That'll shut the banks down, not just the six, all of them. That will shut everything down. But that takes the people being able to be able to see that sovereignty is worth it. Stop doing everything. And this system works off margins. It will collapse quickly. Yes, there will be some casualties. That's always going to be a part of it. Because they're going to have plenty of casualties, millions and billions of them, in the next war. But I don't like to keep our callers waiting. I'm going to go to Otis and then come back to that and why that's so relevant with this one article that I want you to be made aware of. Let's go to Otis. Otis, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother. What says you?
Good evening. Good evening. How you doing, Dave? I just wanted to kind of augment. I just kind of wanted to augment what you were saying. This system definitely protects the gatekeepers. I was paying attention to this, what march, the students' march, they got a name for it, the walk for freedom or walk for life, walk for life. And I saw where George Clooney and then the Spielberg and the Gates, and then finally Oprah Winfrey comes up and says that she's so moved. I'm going to read it right quick, the relevant part. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm joining forces with you to match the $500,000 donation to March for Our Lives. These inspiring young people remind me of the Freedom Riders of the 60s, who also said we've had enough and our voices will be heard. Now, in response to that, I got so upset when I saw that, and Dwayne Wade and another black celebrity put out the same kind of Twitter feed. So I sent them a simple response that wasn't antagonistic. I'm going to read it to you. I just said, Dwayne Wade, where were these woke Negro citizens when Ferguson, St. Louis, Baltimore, and New York youth were crying out, miss me with the bullshit, trying to assimilate is killing us. Twitter put me on a 12-hour ban, and I've been contesting them now because I refuse to hit the button for the timer because I've lodged complaint with them and told them, you falsely accused me of hate speech. I had no hate speech. I asked a public citizen how come they weren't moved when it was their own people being shot down in the street. So I've committed no error, and I don't give a damn if I never go back on Twitter. But my point to you is, why would you think a nobody like me ask a simple question to them and they ban me for supposedly hate speech?
Well, let me find it on your Twitter feed so I can retweet it.
Well, they banned me from Twitter. It's on my I posted screenshots of it on Facebook, and also my query to them, because I screenshot all of the queries. And then when the black students out of Philadelphia and Baltimore asked the same question on a real news network, I attached the video and all that and sent it in emails to Twitter and told them, you can push the button for the timer to start the countdown, because I will not agree that I committed any infraction. Show me where I violated anything in this tweet. I asked a question. Where were these woke Negroes when other citizens were being shot down in the street? Now, I didn't even say color. I just said, where were these woke Negroes? And named the four major cities that black people have been killed in the last 12 months. But they're going to tell me that I violated. Matter of fact, what they say I violated is, you cannot promote violence, threaten, harass other people with bias, race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. So I wrote back and put circles, red ink on all of them, and show me where this tweet violates any of that. I asked public figures how come they weren't motivated when these people were being shot down in these four cities. So the system protects itself. And the only way we lose is because we got so many people with money that look like us that ain't got our interest in mind. I'll mute myself.
You know, man, you know what? It was so, to me, it's so powerful, and it really exemplifies what I was really saying. Otis said a little person like me gets banned. That's because there is no such thing as a little person like me. They didn't want OG to affect other people asking the same questions, and this is what tweeting telling, this is what FedBook, Facebook is all about. This is what that open diary is all about. They want to know, they're gauging what the people are saying and what they're doing so that they know what they need to come up against. And why they silenced OG is because of this.
If you speak truth.
You speak truth. People will expect the proper recourse. And they don't want people questioning them. They don't want that influence. They already know they lost Otis. They already know that person is gone. We can't allow him to infect the rest of the people. And see, that's their infection. Their infection is actually the purging and the purification that the sun brings. They live in a very septic environment. Their whole thing is about disease, destruction, and famine and war by the great werewolf. And Otis asked a question, and they said, okay, we need to have this platform so that we can see where the overall individuals are that would be saying things that would be getting people to think instead of getting people to obey. Otis sparked a thought that was sincere and true. That's dangerous in the lying eyes, in the lying tongues, in the lying agenda of the system. And it has so decimated our community. And that's a prime example. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because, as Brother Malcolm said, the comedians, the actors, the sports figures, the entertainers are all agents of the system. And they are given the politically correct path. He didn't say the politically correct path, that's me. They're given the politically correct path to maintain the overall demise and destruction of those that they have influence over. Why are we looking up to Oprah? Why are we looking up to Dwayne Wade? Why are we looking up to all of these individuals when we can stand up ourselves? Why are you looking up instead of standing up? That's what this network is all about. Because when you stand up, that means that you're a threat to the system. Though they may mold you down by force, physical force, but they can never make you bend your knees spiritually. I bend to no man. No ideology, no institution, no, can't say it on the air because this is a family show. But Brother Otis, thank you. And this is a example of what happens. And if we were all to sit down, which is really standing up, the overall infrastructure of demise that our energy has built will now turn on the ones that constructed that demise. Just imagine if people, and I'm going to tell you the one country that does have global influence, just imagine in the so-called corporation of the United States is every person decided not to go to work for 2 weeks. Decided not to go. Yes, it would be hard. Yes, people would suffer. But let me tell you something. Wait until you see what they got in store for you suffering-wise anyhow. And will it speed that up? Yes. But see, you know what? Sometimes it's better to face the overall demon than allow the demon to dictate to you what your overall participation in your life will be. Because then you will always be cowardly defeated. Because if every person, let's just say in a small town, and you just start with, I'm going to tell you, the world, the general population of the world, they look to the black community for strength and guidance. And for sovereignty and self-determination, because they're well aware, those that are well aware of the overall plight, they're waiting for you. They're waiting for us. Just imagine if we did it individually, collectively, said, no, we're not working for 3 days. But wait a minute, we don't give a response as to why we're not working. So to anybody that gives a reply to it, you already know that those individuals are not speaking for it. They are actually part of the agents that are coming out with the propaganda. Because then those individuals will say, when you're going back to work, and they can't tell you when to go back. You just say no. See, an asymmetrical approach to an immoral attack is always necessary. So just imagine, since we built this all, we could tear it all down. And we could tear it down without the overall physical destruction faster than what we built it.
don't support it. Just imagine if Ferguson, everyone in Ferguson, didn't go to work for 3 days. Then they turned the 3 days into 10 days. Let me tell you why that would be so powerful. Because then there would be people from all over the communities for those individuals that decided not to go to work to support them. But the system would try to stop that. But it'd be difficult to do that. See, what the system wants you to do is the system wants you to march. It wants you to gather. It wants you to be in large groups so that they can have their face scanners, their retina IDs and their face IDs and all the everything else. They can scan the crowd and see who's there, get a count, and get an overall emotional metrics on what moves you. And believe me, they are always going to pull those strings that move you once they know. And they're going to move you just like the wind to wherever they want the destruction to go. They're going to set you forth to do it. But just imagine if one community in Illinois, one community in Florida, one community in New York, one in North Carolina, one in California, one in Texas, they all decided for 3 days we're not going to go to work, and we're not going to tell anybody why we're not going to work. It's just our overall global sit-out, and you recognize it as a global sit-out. And then I'm going to tell you, it will be infiltrated by fake organizations that will come in and say that they represent and they doing things, but you know what? Then it just spreads everywhere to where you don't do, everyone starts, not everyone, but more and more people start to do it under the pretense that we don't respond as to why we're doing. You don't never need to petition to your oppressor as to why they're oppressing you. That means that you are requesting for them to give you some leniency. You'll still be the same slave. But can you lighten up a little bit? I'll work harder. I'll take less. If you'll just give me a little comfort. Sovereignty is never comfortable. It's courageous. Self-determination is never dumb. It's always building. Always building. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, when we come back, they're definitely setting up for the demise of many on their terms. And you'll see what I mean when we come back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
If you'd like to get in on a conversation, we'd love to hear from you. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I want to go to why actually us removing ourselves from the system is so important, and to look at what this system is setting up on their terms. And I think that we need to take control of it and mainly take control of our individual energy, teach our families to do that, and then our community will definitely follow once that happens. And I would love for a global sit-out that's not led by anybody. I'm not the leader of it. I don't put leashes on anybody. That's what a leader is. That's what a lead is. I don't put leashes on anybody. But just imagine, real quickly, before we get into why, just imagine if we all sat out without any leadership in this country. Started off with a couple of people that spread to other people would do it. But see, then there would be copycats that would come along. And see, you would know that they were copycats because they would be already establishing what their demands are. And they would be setting forth why they're sitting out. See, a real organic grassroots sit out is for the whole demise of the whole system. We don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't speak to them. We don't give life to them. We don't give energy to them. We don't respond to their questions. We don't request their permission, and we don't seek their damn approval. So the real grassroots one will be infiltrated, will try to be infiltrated, and will try to be altered by other groups coming in, and they will set what their terms are. I'm going to tell you what their terms would be. Their terms would be gun control. Their terms would be jobs. Their terms would be this. Their terms would be that. That's how you know that they're not a part of the system at all. I mean, a part of the real grassroots program. Because the real overall objective of the grassroots is to no longer participate in this system until it chokes itself out. And man, that would be so powerful because it won't be motivated by their cash. It won't be motivated by their favors. It won't have a leader, so it will never have any reference point to sever and divide the movement. Then no matter how much they try to infiltrate the overall organization, they'll never be able to penetrate because it'll never have a focal point. It will never have a spokesman. It will never have demands. It has one objective: for the system to completely crumble. And once the system crumbles, then it can build. And look at what is already. Look at what their energy is already built. Yes, will there be problems? Will there be discord? Will there be re-infiltration? Yes. But see, the overall global community's power will be moved so much that all the resources will be returning to them immediately. Let me ask you something. How are you going to get oil out the ground if there aren't no slaves there to pull it? How are you going to get resources from the earth, robbing it from the earth, and giving it to control to a centralized cabal if their minions, if they have no slaves to do it? They don't have enough minions to mine the gold. They don't have enough minions to extract the oil. But believe me, they have enough influence to poison and attack the people. But see, that overall attack will mean that you are meaningful in what you're doing, and they won't be able to survive. They won't have the ability to sustain that overall attack. This is the grassroots solution that's necessary and needed. We got a caller in queue. Want to go to this caller out of Chicago, area code 312. It may be, they may be in Chicago, it may not. I think I know who it is, my man. But let's see what it is. Caller out of Chicago. Oh, this is, I know who this is. My sister. Caller out of Chicago, 312. What's going on? What say you?
Yes. I just had a couple of questions and just a couple of statements. One is based on...
I told y'all this my sister. Hold on. I told y'all this my sister. You know, she tried to slide in and always give me a hard time. What's going on, sister? Go ahead.
You know, as far as the shooting that took place, and this was just one of my thoughts about it, was what if it had been a shooting at a black school? That's something that you don't hear of because of the fact that all of the black schools have metal detectors at them. So pretty much they don't have the opportunity to bring the guns into the school at as far as the way that they've been brought in the white areas or in the, you know, other different areas that away. But then even to the point that what I would have thought that they would have done is when that shooting took place, if all of those kids and from preschool to college, if they said that they weren't going to go for just a week, I bet you they could have turned that whole gun situation around, because now it would start to affect the school systems themselves and the ones that's sitting on the school system, you know, the board of education and all that stuff. And if they would have sat down like that, I bet it would have turned it around very quickly, you know? So,
yep.
But then even to the point that, like you had mentioned, you know, as far as Dwayne Wade and Oprah getting involved, like, you know, I agree with that statement. Where were they with Ferguson? Where were they at with all of the different things that has taken place in Chicago? You know, because if you're gonna
right.
go and you wanna acknowledge
Chicago, where they're both from, right?
Yeah. So, but if you're gonna give acknowledgement to a kid, you know, you got to acknowledge all of them across the board, regardless of the colors. You know, you're gonna have sympathy for everybody, not just a select few, but everyone. You know, and I think that that's where, you know, we have to come out of this mindset that only a select group of people matter. You know, because when it's all said and done, they want us to, you know, come and kumbaya when they are under attack. But what about us being under attack? So, you know, those were just some of my thoughts, and, you know.
Well said. And, you know, it's a lot of valid, great points. And you know what? One of the things, sis, that's so important that I think is critical is this. Why is it that these so-called active shooters and school shootings, why are they so relevant now? You know, the number one reason, because they're propagandized. Because the media is following those stories and creating the overall talking points and discussion points, and they're putting it forward while they purposely are ignoring things that really, really matter. Because in order to focus on things that really matter, people have already been indoctrinated that whatever's on the news is the truth.
So what are they doing? You find these shootings. As soon as they happen, the media is already there in place, ready to roll.
I agree.
Light action camera.
Right.
Yes. They're glamorizing them for their agenda. They're propagandizing them for their agenda. There are plenty of shootings that are going on. How about what the U.S. government is doing all over the world? How about what they're doing right here? But see, they select the ones that serve the agenda that they want to push.
I agree with that.
Because they ain't the only shootings.
Oh, no, no. They shooting now. It just ain't made the news.
Because it serves the agenda. Propaganda is powerful. Absolutely powerful. Listen, sister, we got a couple other people that wanted to jump in real quick. Great, great points. Continue to listen. And then I missed your call as well. I'll hit you up.
All righty.
Okay, cool. All right, let's go to Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, welcome to Chando Radio
Peace,
Show.
Peace.
What say you? Peace, my brother.
All right, listen, I was just sitting back, and some things came to my mind. One thing really grabs me, that really grabs me. When have you ever heard of white children marching for some kind of a civil right in the history of marching? So we got to look at this as a brand new strategy. I'm wondering who's coordinating
right.
these children all around the country, because they didn't come up with this. Like, this is not like a wildcat thing. I was in the 70s. Those walkouts at the school were spontaneous, and they never knew where they would come from. They would just come from anywhere in New York, you know what I'm saying? That was during the times where King
right.
got assassinated and many things that happened. This stuff here is manufactured. Now, when you see a manufacturing of stuff creating chaos, shocking you like this, what are they trying to do? Well, for far as I'm concerned, they're trying to disarm the general public. When I say disarm the general public, I'm talking about our communities. Because rural communities, they're not
right.
going to give up their guns. They don't have gun buybacks in those communities. And also, in those communities, they got a lot of militia set up. So they're not taking their guns. They want you to give up your guns. Now, you got to ask yourself why. Well, if you follow Hitler, once Hitler took the guns from the general populace of the Jews, he came and got the people, took their possessions, and put them under occupation.
Yes.
So
yes.
you got to
yep.
pay attention to history so that it doesn't repeat itself. Because if you don't watch history, you will repeat it. That's all I got to say, man. Peace.
Russ, and Brother Braggs is absolutely right about that has been the ploy, the false flag, and this is, in my opinion, is the general direction, because they want to bring in the overall chaos and the overall conflict, because believe me, they want this conflict to go to a civil conflict, with the civil war conflict, because then the overall martial law, the people will be praying and petitioning to the government, when are you going to do something about it? You're petitioning to the same ones that created this whole environment, that created the environment of our demise, created the environment of stealing our energy, the injustice system.
Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Otis. Yes, sir.
The one thing I want to touch on, because you've been hitting around it, and the lady that just called in, if you notice, the common thread is none of these celebrities donated any money to fight state-sanctioned killing, what you've been touching on. Cops,
yes.
military, no one has a problem with that. You have a problem when a citizen kills somebody. All of a sudden, you've got millions of dollars to have children marching in the street. You don't give a damn when it's government agents killing people.
Mm-hmm. And I would say a lot of these, you know... And I didn't mean to really for it to go here, but it's so powerful that we have to. And everyone has brought up a good point. You notice that all of these mass shootings have all come up in the past 5 years, 6 years. You didn't see these things around before. They weren't highlighted the way that they are now. They weren't pressed upon us. They came pressed upon us during the celebrity figurehead Obama administration. Lightly before then.
Right. It was a couple.
Lightly before then, because they do it methodically. Because all of us that are here would never, ever not notice the overall tactics of this system, because we've already refused to participate in it long ago. So listen, everyone, real quick before we get out of here, there's an article, and it says, In a first, this is from Reuters, U.S. blames Russia for cyber attacks on energy grid. The Trump administration on Thursday blamed the Russian government for campaigns of cyber attacks stretching back at least 2 years that targeted the U.S. power grid, making it the first time the United States has publicly accused Moscow of hacking into America's infrastructure. Let me just tell you what that's really saying. They are putting in position for declaration of war. And who's going to fight that war? Them same misled children that was marching to take away the guns, AR-15s. Oh, yeah, they're going to take your daddy's AR-15, but they're going to give you one and send you off to a foreign country and leave you there, and then they're not going to give you the overall supplies to be able to defend yourself or damn sure get back home. So hold on to your marching boots. They're going to send you even further. You're going to need good souls. And I'm talking about the souls that you walk on. This system understands the psychological leverage of control that they get. And we're not asking the questions because we got too much fluoride, too much toxins in our lives that we can't even think clearly now. Where our overall frequencies are being interrupted by all kinds of frequencies that's bringing in the overall toxic environment of who we really, really are. Let me tell you, system is working perfectly because we're not. And I will be glad when we finally realize that maybe we should just sit our butt down. I'll never forget my grandma telling me, just sit down. Changes everything. Not knowing what she was seeding me for. Most powerful thing that we could do is disengage our inclusion to our own demise. Listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love and much respect. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out, we will talk to you all soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Can you hear me, guys? Peace, peace. Yes, you're perfect. Oh, peace, peace.
Peace, peace. I'm going to give you a call too, Dad.
Okay.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
We're slicing cake. Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.